Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Kelvin Chapman. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Heap. Batting seventh. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Torres. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Daryl Thomas. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The left fielder, Terry Francona. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chris Spear. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bobby Ramos. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Andy McGaffigan. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Andy McGaffigan. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Ramos and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Chapman scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ortiz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Mets, 2, Expos, 2. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with McGaffigan covering, for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flynn moves to third. Andy McGaffigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGaffigan strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ramos moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torres for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter is hit by the pitch. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Torres, and towards Gardenhire, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Strawberry strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Wolford chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Thomas. Thomas fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Thomas. Hernandez goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Mets. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap is walked intentionally. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wolford. Ortiz reaches second base with a double. Brooks scores. Heap goes all the way around to score. Ortiz moves to third. It's 5-2, Mets. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire strikes out. Two outs. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ortiz scores. It's 6-2, Mets. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Little pinch hits for Andy McGaffigan. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Little moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Little scores. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Mets. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spear fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heap hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ramos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Ortiz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramos hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Ramos reaches second base with a double. Bob James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ramos moves to third. Bob James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James strikes out. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ramos tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Mets. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wolford hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardenhire hits a pop-up towards short. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman pinch hits for Mike Torres. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Ramos and he is safe. Backman steals second. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spear fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Leary now pitching. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Stenhouse pinch hits for Chris Spear. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Lucas now pitching. Tim Wallach now playing third base. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wolford. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brooks is walked intentionally. Jerry Martin pinch hits for Danny Heap. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Miguel Delone pinch hits for Bobby Ramos. Jerry Martin now playing left field. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Terry Francona now playing first base. Gary Carter now catching. Miguel Delone now playing left field. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ortiz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wolford. Ortiz reaches second base with a double. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lucas fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. George Foster pinch hits for Tim Leary. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardenhire. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Gardenhire steals second. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.